Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mamre by Ram Goldar and the Rimasakhiz Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin, the 10th Perek, Get Pashut. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a Braisa, Bali Dom Bishtar Bachazaka. If someone occupying a property comes to litigate with a shtar and claims he established a chazaka of 3 years, Rebbe says, Nidum Bachazaka, he's judged with a chazaka, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says he's judged with the shtar. After the first two explanations are rejected, Rabbi Avina says their argument concerns a shtar, which has no Edim sign on it. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Elazar that Edim Asira Karti, the witnesses to a get's delivery, empower it to sever a marriage or any shtar's effectiveness, and signatures are not required. Therefore, Rebbe says he can also use a shtar to prove his ownership if Edim attest to its delivery, or he can use his chazaka. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds like Rabbi Meir that Edi Chasima Karti, witnesses who sign a shtar, empower it to sever a marriage, so a shtar without Edim is invalid, and he must prove his chazaka to establish ownership. Alternatively, they argue whether modib shtar shiksava, when one admits he wrote a shtar but claims it's invalid, the holder of the shtar must certify it. Point number two, the Gemara provides a final explanation of this machokas, but levara kamiflage. They argue if one must corroborate a claim he made unnecessarily. The cases where the occupant brought Edim that he occupied the property for 3 years, which awards him the property even without a shtar, but he additionally claimed he has his shtar. Rebbe holds that since he claimed to have the shtar, he must produce it to win the case, and his chazaka is insufficient. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that he can litigate his case with his chazaka alone and is not required to substantiate his superfluous claim that he has his shtar. Accordingly, Rebbe's opinion is the more stringent, the reverse of the earlier interpretations. This is supported by an incident which Rabbi Abba claimed to have paid a debt in front of two Edim, which he named. Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha ruled that those Edim must come forward to testify. Although a borrower can claim he paid an oral loan without Edim, Rav said that if he claims he paid before two specific people, he needs them to testify. Rabbi Abba explains that he held, like Rebbe. And point number three, the next mission states, Mishapar Mixas Chovo, if one paid part of his debt and wants to prevent the lender from collecting the entire amount again, Yehuda says, Yachlif, he should exchange the shtar for a new one using the original date and record only the remaining debt. Yossi says he should write a shovar, receipt for the paid amount. Yehuda objected. Nim says, Zitzarek Yos Shomer Shovar Minachbarim. But this results in the borrower having to guard his receipt from the mice because if it's destroyed, the lender can collect the entire debt. Rabbi Yossi replied, Kach Yafilo, that it is fitting for the lender, and his position should not be weakened by having to replace his shtar. Rav says the halacha does not follow either tana, rather, Beistin tears up his original shtar and writes him a new one with the original date. Rav Huna explains that Rav holds that only Beistin can write a replacement shtar with the original date because Elime Lefkui Mamonu, they have the power to take away money, but Edim cannot write a second shtar with Achrayas. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in the Braisa, Habali Dom Bishtar B'Chazak, if someone occupying a property comes to litigate with a shtar and claims he established a chazak of 3 years, Rebbe says, Nidom B'Chazak, he's judged with a chazak, and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says he's judged with the shtar. After the first two explanations are rejected, Rebbe Avina says their argument concerns a shtar, which has no Edim sign on it. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Elazar that Edim Asira Karti, the witnesses to a get's delivery, empower it to sever a marriage or any shtar's effectiveness, and signatures are not required. Therefore, Rebbe says he can also use a shtar to prove his ownership if Edim attest to its delivery, or he can use his chazaka. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds like Rabbi Meir that Edi Chasima Karti, witnesses who sign a shtar, empower it to sever a marriage, so a shtar without Edim is invalid, and he must prove his chazaka to establish ownership. Alternatively, they argue whether modib shtar shiksava, when one admits he wrote a shtar but claims it's invalid, the holder of the shtar must certify it. Point number two, the Gemara provides a final explanation of this machokas, but levara kamiflage. They argue if one must corroborate a claim he made unnecessarily. The cases where the occupant brought Edim that he occupied the property for 3 years, which awards him the property even without a shtar, but he additionally claimed he has his shtar. Rebbe holds that since he claimed to have the shtar, he must produce it to win the case, and his chazaka is insufficient. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that he can litigate his case with his chazaka alone and is not required to substantiate his superfluous claim that he has his shtar. Accordingly, Rebbe's opinion is the more stringent, the reverse of the earlier interpretations. This is supported by an incident which Rabbi Abba claimed to have paid a debt in front of two Edim, which he named. Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha ruled that those Edim must come forward to testify. Although a borrower can claim he paid an oral loan without Edim, Rav said that if he claims he paid before two specific people, he needs them to testify. Rabbi Abba explains that he held, like Rebbe. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Mishapar mixes chovo. If one paid part of his debt and wants to prevent the lender from collecting the entire amount again, Rav Yehuda says, Yachlif, he should exchange the shtar for a new one using the original date and record only the remaining debt. Rav Yossi says he should write a shovar, receipt for the paid amount. Rav Yehuda objected. Nim says, Zitzarek liyot shomer shovaru min achbarim. But this results in the borrower having to guard his receipt from the mice because if it's destroyed, the lender can collect the entire debt. Rabbi Yossi replied, Kach yafilo, that it is fitting for the lender, but yera kocho shozeh, and his position should not be weakened by having to replace his shtar. Rav says the halacha does not follow either tana, rather, Beistin tears up his original shtar and writes him a new one with the original date. Rav Huna explains that Rav holds that only Beistin can write a replacement shtar with the original date because Alime lefkui mamonu, they have the power to take away money, but Adim cannot write a second shtar with Achrayas. All right, so now we're going to go to our siman for Daf Kufayin, and this siman was suggested to us by Aaron Goldman from Manchester, England. He suggested that Kufayin is an old man with a cane, a kufayin, cane, kufayin. So that's going to be our siman, an old man with a cane. So here goes. The old man who came into Beistin and furiously banged his cane on the floor, insisting the field is his because he has a shtar and a chazaka, was forced to bring in the shtar even though he could have won with just a chazaka, and was interrupted by an old lender banging his cane, telling the borrower, take a receipt for his partial payment rather than write the lender a new shtar. Once again, slow motion. The old man who came to Beistin and furiously banged his cane, that must be on Duff. Kufayin, kufayin. So the old man who came into Beistin and furiously banged his cane on the floor, insisting the field is his because he has a shtar and a chazaka, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brayse, Sabali dum b'shtar b'chazaka, if someone occupying a property comes to litigate with a shtar and claims he established a chazaka for 3 years, Rebbe says that nidum b'chazaka, he's judged with a chazaka. And Rishon Gamliel says he's judged with a shtar. Rabbi Avina says, their argument concerns a shtar which has no Edim signed on it. Rabbi Ozek Rabbi Elazar that Edim Asir Karti, the witnesses to a get's delivery, empower it to sever a marriage or any shtar's effectiveness, and signatures are not required. Therefore, Rabbi says he can also use a shtar to prove his ownership if Edim attests to his delivery, or he can use his chazaka. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds like Rabbi Meir that Edi Chasima Karti, witnesses who sign a shtar empower it to sever a marriage, so a shtar without signatures is invalid, and he must prove his chazaka to establish ownership. So the old man who came into Beistin and furiously banged his cane on the floor, insisting the field is his because he has a shtar and a chazaka, was forced to bring in the shtar even though he could have won with just a chazak, which reminds the Gemara provides a final explanation on the machlokas. They argue if one must corroborate a claim he made unnecessarily. The cases where the occupant brought aiding that he occupied the property for 3 years, which awards him the property even without a shtar, but he additionally claimed he has a shtar. Rebbe holds that since he claimed to have the shtar, he must produce it to win the case, and his chazaka is insufficient. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that he can litigate his case with his chazaka alone and is not required to substantiate his superfluous claim that he has a shtar. So the old man who came into Beistin and furiously banged his cane on the floor, insisting the field is his because he has a shtar and a chazaka, was forced to bring in the shtar even though he could have won with just the chazaka, and was interrupted by an old lender banging his cane, telling the borrower to take a receipt for his partial payment rather than write the lender a new shtar, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishapar mixes chovo, if one paid part of his debt and wants to prevent the lender from collecting the entire amount again, Rav Yehuda says, Yachlif, he should exchange the shtar for a new one using the original date and record only the remaining debt. Rav Yossi says he should write a shovar, a receipt for the paid amount. Rav Yehuda objected, but this results in the borrower having to guard his receipt from the mice because if it's destroyed, the lender can collect the entire debt. Rav Yossi replied, Kach yafilo, that is fitting for the lender, v'lo yera kocho shozeh, and his position should not be weakened by having to replace his shtar. So once again, the old man who came to Beistin and furiously banged his cane on the floor, insisting the field is his because he has a shtar and a chazaka, was forced to bring in the shtar even though he could have won with just the chazaka, and was interrupted by an old lender banging his cane, telling the borrower, take a receipt for his partial payment rather than write the lender a new shtar. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Blah Chazara. Daf Kuf Samach Vav. So the simmer Daf Kuf Samach Vav is whiskey pronounced visky. That's Kuf Samach Vav backwards. So here goes. The shtar the man used to buy whiskey, that must be on Daf Kuf Samach Vav, visky. The shtar the man used to buy whiskey on credit that said he owed Dahav a gold dinar, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that a shtar which records a debt of Dahav, gold, means no less than a gold dinar, albeit only if the shtar states mabea, coin, proving it doesn't mean a mere piece of gold. It must be a dinar, which is the smallest gold denomination. Although the term dahav denarim, gold denarim, or denarim dahav, denarim gold, means at least two gold denarim, but zahav bidinarim, gold in dinarim, is interpreted as at least two silver dinarims worth of gold. The Gemara said perhaps he means gold fragments worth two gold dinarim. Abai answers, Yad Baal Shtar Tachtona. The holder of the shtar has the lower hand. Since he seeks to collect money from the defendant's possession, he can only collect the lowest plausible interpretation. So the shtar the man used to buy whiskey on credit that said he owed Dahav a gold dinar for a kiddush celebrating that his wife was allowed to eat kajim after bringing one carbon for five doubtful births, which reminds the Gemara teaches that a woman with five doubtful births brings only one carbon. So the shtar the man used to buy whiskey on credit that said he owed Dahav a gold dinar for a kiddush celebrating that his wife was allowed to eat kajim after bringing one carbon for five doubtful births listed his name as Hanan on the bottom of the shtar, which they clarified as Hanani from the top, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that although we follow the lower portion of a shtar when there's a conflict between the upper and lower portions, the upper portion can be used if a letter is missing from the lower portion. A braisa states, Yomad atachto mina el yomba os achas. The lower portion can be learned from the upper portion for one letter, avalobush de osios, but not for two letters. For example, we can clarify the name Hanan written below to mean the name Hanani written above, or Anan from Anani, but we cannot learn Chan or An from the names written above. Daf Kuf Samach Zayin. So the simmer Daf Kuf Samach Zayin is cases in a warehouse. So here goes. The man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in the warehouse, cases in a warehouse, that must be on Daf Kuf Samach Zayin. The man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in a warehouse and refused to sign the bottom of a blank page, which reminds us, Abai said, the one who needs to show his signature in base and to authenticate his signature in a document should not show it by signing at the end of a blank scroll, for perhaps someone else will find it and write above his signature that he's owed money by the signer. Such a shtar would be accepted because a Mishnah states, Hotzi lov ksav yado shu chayvo. If a claim produces a shtar written on the person's hand that he owes him money, the holder of the document can collect from his property. So the man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in a warehouse and refused to sign the bottom of a blank page borrowed a pen from the man drafting a shtar in front of just the seller for cases of merchandise, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, we may write a get for a man even if his wife is not with him because she can be divorced against her will. A receipt for the ksuba payment may be written for the wife even if her husband is not present since the document is only to his benefit and her detriment. The husband pays her both of these documents. Similarly, kosin shtar lulova afa pishein malvi imo. We may write a loan document for a borrower even if the lender is not there since the shtar is to the lender's benefit and the borrower's detriment. But we can only write a shtar for the lender if the borrower is there. So the man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in a warehouse and refused to sign the bottom of a blank page borrowed a pen from the man drafting a shtar in front of just the seller for cases of merchandise to a man who had no idea but has been known to all in the neighborhood as Yosef ben Shimon for at least 30 days, which reminds us. The Gemara asks that perhaps someone will establish a false name in another town, for example, Yosef ben Shimon, have a get written there and bring it to another town to enable the true Yosef ben Shimon's wife to remarry unlawfully. It answers that Rav said, anyone whose name was established for 30 days were not concerned about him, that it's not his true name, because no one would maintain such a deception for so long. Daf Kuf Samach Ches, so the simmer Daf Kuf Samach Ches is a carbon Pesach. So here goes. The Tzumah Rabban, who easily recognized which sheep was his carbon Pesach, that must be on Daf Kuf Samach Ches. The Tzumah Rabban, who easily recognized which sheep was his carbon Pesach, but needed to take an Amar Arts with him to make sure they didn't switch the woman at his wedding, which reminds us, Rav Yirmiyah was signed as an aide on a receipt, and the woman named in the receipt claimed it was not written for her. Rav Yirmiyah told her that he had initially also told the other aide that it was not she, but they replied that she had aged. Abai ruled that although an aide cannot retract from earlier testimony, Rav Yirmiyah can retract and testify that it is the woman in the receipt, because the Tzumah Rabban is not accustomed to carefully examine women, so he's believed that he now recognizes her after looking more carefully. Abai said a Tzumah Rabban who goes to marry should take an Amar Arts with him, because perhaps he'll switch with another woman and take her from him and he'll not realize. So the Tzumah Rabban who easily recognized which sheep was his carbon Pesach, but need to take an Amar Arts with him to make sure they didn't switch the woman at his wedding, was approached by a man who asked if Asmach Dekanya in the case of a partially paid shtar, which reminds the Gemara brings Malchokas if Asmach Dekanya regarding a partially paid shtar, such as in the case when one who paid part of his debt and deposited his shtar with a third party and told him, if I do not pay the remaining balance by such and such a date, give the shtar back to the lender, which would allow him to collect the entire amount again. If the date arrived and he didn't pay, Rav Yossi says he should give the shtar back, and Rav Yehuda says he should not. So the Tzumah Rabban, who easily recognized which sheep was his Karban Pesach, but needed to take an Amaretz with him to make sure they didn't switch the woman at his wedding, was approached by a man who asked if Asmachta Kanya in the case of a partially paid shtar, whose own Karban Pesach had a partially erased shtar in its mouth that needed to be replaced, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states if someone's shtar was inadvertently erased, he should bring Edom who can testify by the contents of the shtar and come before Beis Din, Ba'osim Lokium, and they produce a document of validation for him and write, the shtar Ploni Ben Ploni was erased, which was written on such and such a date, and Ploni were its Edom. Kuf Samach Tes, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Samach Tes is a cast. So here goes. The buyer with a broken arm who claimed to lose a shtar and had a new one written on his cast, that must be on Daf Kuf Samach Tes. The buyer with a broken arm who claimed to lose a shtar and had a new one written on his cast specifying that it was without achrayas, which reminds us, a replacement shtar for a sale must be written without achrayas to prevent double compensation. So the buyer with a broken arm who claimed to lose a shtar and had a new one written on his cast specifying that it was without achrayas, because achrayas to sofer, which reminds us, Gemara discusses how the replacement shtar is written without achrayas, since achrayas to sofer. So the buyer of the broken arm who claimed to lose his shtar and had a new one written on his cast, specifying that it was without achrayas, because achrayas tahu sofer hu, was surprised to learn that by handing his get-well-soon gift shtar back to the giver, he caused the gift to be returned, which reminds the Gemara discusses if returning a shtar matan returns the gift, which is based on Malchokas if osios niknas memasira, if letters, meaning a shtar, can be acquired through handing over to another person, so returning the shtar returns the gift. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you learn that a woman with 5 doubtful childbirths brings only one carbon? That's on Daf Kuf Samach Vav. Good. Number two, which stuff do you Malchok is in a case where one comes to basin with a shtar and claims a chazaka of 3 years? That's on Daf Kufayin. Good. Number three, which stuff do we discuss text or signatures written on erased parchment? That's on Daf Kuf Samach Dal. Good. Number four, which stuff do we discuss if returning a shtar matana returns the gift and the machokas is based on whether osios nignos b'mesira? That's on Daf Kuf Samach Tes. Good. Number five, which stuff do we discuss if one must corroborate claims he made unnecessarily? That's on Daf Kufayin. Good. Number six, which stuff do we discuss which party must authorize various types of shtaros? That's on Daf Kuf Samach Zayin. Good. Number seven, which stuff do we have if the shtar of a partially paid debt is replaced or a shovar is written? That's on Daf Kufayin. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we have when a Tzumah Rabbanan is not expected to recognize woman and therefore should take an Amaretz with him to verify he's marrying the correct Kala? That's on Daf Kuf Samach Ches. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we discuss combining Eid Echo B'Ksav and Eid Echo B'Peh? That's on Daf Kuf Samach Hei. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you want a replacement shtar for a sale must be written without a chrayas to prevent double compensation? That's on Daf Kuf Samach Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.